With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
New York City's police commissioner says the gun found on the suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO matches shell casings found at the crime scene. Commissioner Jessica Tisch also said that lab results matched suspect Luigi Mangione's prints to a water bottle and snack wrapper that were found near the scene of the killing. Mangione is jailed in Pennsylvania on weapon and forgery charges, but he has also been charged with murder in Brian Thompson's death. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a Malibu wildfire prompting evacuation orders and warnings for some 20,000 people, including Dick Van Dyke and Cher.
In Malibu, California, the Franklin Fire growing 39% overnight into Wednesday, forcing thousands of residents to flee, including celebrities like Dick Van Dyke, who's about to turn 99 and says one of his cats ran away in the wildfire. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says more than 1,500 firefighters are battling the blaze.
To establish containment lines and defend structures.
Malibu Mayor Doug Stewart.
Every street that had a loss or was at risk had someone living there that we know personally.
Audio courtesy KABC. Officials say the cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to confer with President-elect Donald Trump this weekend.
Republicans are weighing whether to kick off President-elect Trump's second term by prioritizing border security or tax cuts. Johnson told reporters Tuesday that he would discuss the topic in depth with Trump before he attends the Army-Navy football game Saturday in the Washington area. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden delivered a speech Tuesday on his own economic legacy.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. The Dow dropping 35 points, the NASDAQ composite up 356. This is SRN News. A British court sentences a man for causing an abortion.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court rejects an appeal from Wisconsin parents who wanted to challenge a school district's guidance for supporting transgender students. Parents with children in Eau Claire, Wisconsin public schools argued in a lawsuit that the school district's policy violates constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. The guidance essentially calls for teachers and administrators to help children live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval. This is SRN News. The proposed $24.6 billion merger between supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons has floundered after judges overseeing two separate cases both halted that deal.
A federal judge in Oregon temporarily blocked the proposed merger until an in-house administrative judge at the Federal Trade Commission considers it. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington State issued a permanent injunction barring the merger in that state, saying it lessens competition. Kroger and Albertsons in 2022 proposed what would be the largest grocery store merger in U.S. history. But the Federal Trade Commission in the state of Washington sued earlier this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. President-elect Donald Trump expected to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange, marking the ceremonial start of the day's trading. That's supposed to happen on Thursday. The stock market soared after Mr. Trump won the November election. More details at SRNnews.com.